May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love on June 19, 2021. And today I'll be discussing two compendiums that I've published since the new moon 9 days ago. The first one is for tomorrow, June 20th, which is summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere and winter solstice down under. It's also Father's Day. So this compendium is dedicated to all fathers and for all fathers. It's called General Enlightenment Conscious Ascent, Raising Up Kind Men Among Mankind. And the earlier one from June 10th is called The Great Awakening and Future of Normal. This is all part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series, which is my weekly blog that you can subscribe to with an email to cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's Cosmic Love, as in one word, no spaces, at mcn.net. That's Montana Communications Network.net, but mcn.net. In my previous show, the shocking news was that Dr. Fauci has become public enemy number one. And I explained how recent emails leaked from Dr. Anthony Fauci after a Freedom of Information Act request shows that Fauci is a total fraud. He knew that masks don't work, and he was actually involved with funding the Chinese lab that genetically engineered the COVID-19 virus. This is mind-blowing. The fox has been guarding the hen house. In this show, the big news is the global reset event and how we can claim the victory of golden age cultural institutions after we go to the 33rd level of hell and inspire the reconciliation and ascent of souls who are stuck in negativity. S-I-N, and want to wise up and rise up. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored in the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. Right now, the good news is the moon is trine the sun, which is trine Jupiter, and the moon is also trine Mercury, which is trine Saturn in Aquarius. And that's some great cosmic weather for today's message of general enlightenment and conscious ascent. The challenging news is some intense creative tension with Uranus square both Mars and Saturn, while the moon is square both Pluto and Venus. So on today's show, the trines make the cosmic love message easier, but the squares make the power of love message challenging. It's quite a mixed bag. Keep in mind that the solstice is tomorrow. So there's some planetary polarization between the greatest light and greatest darkness in the northern and southern hemispheres. So with this rather brief cosmic weather report, I'll go right into the first compendium compiled over this last week and published yesterday. If you're on a desktop computer while listening to this, you can open another window and pull up the show notes from today's episode on the Cosmic Love homepage and follow along with the compendiums I'm discussing today. So you can basically customize your own show if you're listening to the podcast in the future, whereby you can pause the podcast and watch videos and read article links. As you so choose, customize your own multimedia presentation. So I'm doing this show live now, but if you're listening to my podcast replay in the future, like I say, you can always pause my voice or read the article and watch the videos I refer to. So enjoy the show. Here we go. First, I'll be talking about general enlightenment, conscious ascent for those who are attuned to the Great Awakening, as they're calling it. So enlightenment is a paradigm shift process of waking up, wising up, and thus rising up to conceive, believe, and achieve the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, love, source, I am, however. So you know you are truly awake if you are truly grateful for the whole truth, even when it contradicts old truth. I love this quote by Mark Twain from his notebook where he says, quote, truth is stranger than fiction because truth is stranger than fiction, but it is because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth isn't. So America is going through a near-death experience. This is what's coming to the awareness, the consciousness of people worldwide. America, the understanding of the American spirit of freedom and independence coming into July 4th. This is all preparatory material, might say setting the stage for a global revolution in higher consciousness, or at least celebrating the spirit thereof. So this understanding that America is going through a near-death experience, and some explain this as a kind of unconventional war, and others see the dynamic of chaos before order. Many are wondering how we're going to make it through this. I mean, excuse me, this has been very intense this last month for people that are like myself, whose job is to keep their finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness like a good metaphysician. There's definitely some dis-ease, like a tremor in the forest in the collective consciousness. And we're seeing that U.S. nationalism is experiencing a global reset with spiritual, mental, physical, and financial reset as a holistic, healthy, and otherwise holy whole, a new common sense of us as a United States worldwide. So the United Sovereigns of Earth is the divine destiny of the I Am race. Now that's an anagram code for America. If you scramble the letters in the word America, you get the I Am race. It's called an anagram. So that's the code, metaphysical, mystical understanding of America is basically the spirit of I Am, the I Am race worldwide. And you could say system-wide or universe-wide, in terms of the United States of the Earth, it's, you know, worldwide. So this compendium today that I'll be going through takes the event of global reset from the top. I'm going to go into the spiritual reset first with videos and articles of the month that tell the story of the crisis we're seeing between a deep state of paradigm paralysis and a high state of paradigm ascent for America, the I Am race, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So the global crisis that we're seeing is prelude to global revelations, you know, mass awakening with conscious ascension. And this process is exposing the pharmacidal Fourth Reich psychopaths who have made billions of dollars while culling the population. This is all stuff that you will not read about in the lamestream media. So for those who despise airy-fairy New Age hopium, yet can't see the solution to a problem they deny, skip to the bottom, you know, the 33rd level of hell for the zombie apocalypse compendium on psychopaths who scared the bejesus out of people worldwide and have already murdered 1.5 million Americans with a genetic altering injection they told us was safe. Now, this zombie apocalypse thing is an untouchable subject, unthinkable, untouchable. And what's been going on with that, if I have time for it, I'll come back to it. I'm going through the positive here in this presentation. And my intention is to give, as I usually do, a love sandwich. I'll be talking about light and love, and it's not New Age hopium. It's just basically the portents of the potential possibilities for a golden age that are manifesting in many different ways in the earth that is not focused on in the lamestream media, but is my job as a host of Cosmic Love to present the best as I can in terms of existing capabilities of technology for a communication response ability, the ability to respond. You can't have global responsibility without response ability, with global interactive capabilities that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. And what's going on in the collective consciousness is, you might say, a real polarization, just like the solstice. You know, during the equinoxes, you got an equilibrium of light and dark, north and south in the northern and southern hemispheres. But during the solstice, you've got polarization. It's the longest day, the most light in the northern hemisphere, and the shortest day, you know, the most darkness in the southern hemisphere. So there's a polarization, and this is what we're seeing in the world right now. There's some extreme polarization. You might say it's bipolar dissociation between, you know, the light of love that always prevails and the dark side, deep state, dysfunction and dystopia, and with disinformation and devolution rather than evolution. So this is the dynamic, again, the astrology of today, that's talking about the trines and the squares. It's creative tension going on. The trines, again, reference the possibilities and the potentialities of a harmonious understanding of, you know, the planets and aspects involved, consciousness involved. On the holodeck, you might say, the collective consciousness platform between our ears, that for some people, the trines will register more. For other people, the squares and tension, the creative tension will register more. So, like I say, it's kind of a mixed bag going on right now. There's some really serious issues I'll be dealing with today, and there's some really serious potential. I mean, really thrilling potential as far as what this golden age will look like in all dimensions. I'm going to go into that first. I'm going to come back to the zombie apocalypse compendium. And then I'm going to finish up with, again, a vision of golden age models with the last compendium I did here about 9 days ago. So we've got some real, like I say, serious issues. I'm going to go into the details on how more than a 500,000 Americans have been virtually murdered with this gene-altering injection. And the numbers on that and the reality of that, videos and articles on that, I'm going to go into that. And again, what I'm referencing here, said pretty well by a quote by G.K. Chesterton, who died about 1936. And he said, it isn't that they can't see the solution. It is that they can't see the problem. Obviously, 500,000 Americans who took the jab didn't see a problem with it. Those who perpetrated this plandemic, hoax, are obviously, you know, trying to cover up the crime, and it's all blown out into the open. That's the big drama right now. Now, people all over the world know this. And they're waking up to the problem being, basically a genocidal, agenda. I mean, what else can you call it? But again, there's videos and articles, you can go into it and figure it out for yourself. But when you get past the point that it wasn't for our health, there was an agenda evolved here, and what that agenda is, and we'll be going into that, it becomes rather self-evident that we are facing a crisis, and global holistic healing models are going to be more important now than ever before. And I'll be going into that with global telecare and other aspects of claiming the victory of Aquarian love, and how important that is. And that includes a sense of humor. You know, this too shall pass. You know, we might say the darkness before the dawn. You know, we're the dawn of a golden age. We're the dawn of Aquarian age. We're the dawn of a reset spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, as well as our social, political, and economic institutions. So the principalities of darkness on the world stage are about to reap the whirlwind. They're beginning to. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that's not being told to the lamestream media. But in through July 4th and in through the rest of the year, a lot of this stuff is going to be breaking out, and we'll see. You know, let's just put it that way. I'm not going to make any predictions. It's not foreordained or etched in stone. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And the last thing you want to do is interfere with a person's or a people's free will. You want to give them, you know, honor their free will choice, but provide informed choice and ideally a sequence of persuasion where, again, more light and love, Aquarian love, easier and faster becomes the order of the day. So I've got a video here at this point because I've referenced some real bombshells with heavy stuff coming down the pike I'll be talking about. So keep a sense of humor. One of my favorite humorists is Awaken with JP, and there's a great video of his at this point. And basically my message is, before I go into this compendium, is keep centered in the all-seeing eye of the hurricane. You know, the eye of the hurricane is relative calm. And move with it, the relative calm. And of course, if you get off center and you lose that philosophic calm at the eye of the hurricane, you get caught up in the swirl of all the misinformation, disinformation, crisis, dis-ease, you know, stress, you name it. So you want to keep centered and connected in the eye, the all-seeing eye I refer to as, because you have to be like that mountain lake that's still, that'll mirror the heavens, and that you can also see through the still mountain lake into the subterranean, to the waters, to the subterranean, you might say, forces behind the scenes. And so you want to reflect the heavens and a larger vision and see through, you might say, the waters, the emotions of the collective consciousness, by keeping calm, cool, calm, and collected, you might say. So I'm going to go through a more of a philosophic calm perspective first. Again, this is for honoring solstice and Father's Day, taking it from the top with a spiritual reset. And I refer to global telecommunion. Now, the idea of emphasizing the TLC and communion and telecommunion, there's a theme I'm going to go through with spiritual reset, mental, physical, and financial reset, and the TLC connection in all of these. So first I'm going to talk about telecommunion, the great law of one for greater reset. Now there's links provided, again, on the blog article narrative I'm reading from in the show notes, this first article. Again, if you can pull that up in a window, you can read along with me. And in the podcast, you can pause this and read that link on telecommunion and the law of one and what that looks like, how that works in terms of cosmic law, the first principle, the spirit that matters on Earth as in Aquarius. And this is basically the spirit of upward mobile evolutionary ascent, mass ascension of a new common sense as a unified field of heart coherent telecommunion. So heart coherence, there's a link on that and a website on that, the understanding of heart coherence as basically the fabric of the fractal order of the holographic universe, the fabric of the universe. There is a coherent factor, which is like the glue that holds together the web, and it's all throughout the universe. It's called the heart coherent factor. It's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. When you're in the frequency of holy compassion and love, joy, kindness. So this heart coherence, and the website on that goes into more detail. And what I'm referring to with this law of the one and the spirit that matters is the long prophesied second coming of Christic revelations that can be seen as the Great Awakening, as they're referring to it. So the whole world is now waking up to realize that the whole world is waking up. I mean, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious with the instant everywhere interactive internet, all time and space become relative. We conceive, believe, and achieve new relations of relevance and ultimate reverence. A whole system that is holistic and holy, whereby we are one. Call it revelations. Call it zero point. Call it collective conscience, unity conscience, the law of the one. So as Aquarian light surges, the light, the deep state purges. So if the shadows, and this is a quote from Daniel Pinchbeck, one of my favorite quote, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. The light of Aquarius is getting brighter. The frequencies are shifting. They're raising in the Schumann resonance in the earth as reflexes with the holographic field, the torus field around the brain, the heart, the auric field, and it reflexes as above, so below. And this is a dynamic as the frequencies increase. It floats all boats. It raises everyone's consciousness. And it's a thrilling upward mobile ascent for some, and it's challenging to people who are stuck in 3D. It's challenging. It can be very challenging, to come up higher or basically be stuck in negativity. And I refer to that a lot because the correct understanding of sin, S-I-N, is stuck in negativity. Call it 3D, call it paradigm paralysis, call it stinking thinking. It's like stuck. Some people refer to it as dense, unconscious, and heartless, D-U-H, duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. Other people refer to it as FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So FUD and duh are no fun. It's being stuck. It's better to laugh at it and get past it than when you don't know that you don't know, and you're not conscious of you're not conscious, you don't have a feedback mechanism. If you don't have a conscience, a feedback mechanism, then it's difficult to get unstuck, so to speak. So I'm going to go into the next section now on the mental reset. So I've talked about the spiritual reset. And global telecommunion and the mental reset is regarding global teleconscience. Now, this is the law of the two-in-one. You've got the law of the one, you got the two-in-one. Two-in-one is like alpha and omega. Two-in-one is like left brain and right brain. They're left and right brain are brain switching very quickly in microseconds to keep a sense of balance. And if you're left brain dominant, you're perceiving things from a linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law perspective. If you're more right brain dominant, you're more into a spherical, nonlinear, spiritual, intuitive, knowing perspective. So teleconscience is the two in one. It's polarity, the two in one, rather than a duality. Duality is like divide and conquer. Polarity is like two in one. It's like the best of both worlds. It's like the alpha and omega, the male-female union that creates family, children, more love from a complementary balance of like left brain and right brain being in balance, balanced brain. So anyway, information overload, and this is part of the initiation, the testing that civilization is going through, because we're all suffering information overload to a certain extent, especially if you're an information worker dealing with breaking news in the media, alternative media, mainstream media, breaking news, to get a perspective on what's happening. There's just a lot of information that's being generated, people creating videos and articles. And there's a lot of brilliant stuff coming out, brilliant stuff that, that basically cuts through the density, the darkness, the disinformation. So there's a process whereby we can involve and evolve consciousness, teleconscience, you know, basically a creative ascent process whereby we involve, again, and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, with the link here being global telecom for telecommunion and teleconscience. And there's the link on the law of the two-in-one. You can read about that understanding of this communication process with Web 3.0. And I'll go into that, but a little background here. Information overload, to go back to that, can be as debilitating to one's right mind as sensory deprivation. And global society is now dominated by big tech behemoths that are possessed with big data that's collected on everyone and everything in order to control everyone and everything, utilizing artificial intelligence as programmed by the controllers and for their total control. Serious issue. This is what's going on. That, again, the lamestream media runs interference for this nefarious stuff. So the understanding that's important to have is that the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order, you know, divine order, organizing all information in formation along more enlightened lines of, when I say of love, I use, on the website, I use the love model, circle, triangle, square, geometrized character for love, with the understanding that this is a framework for universal law language and for what's called information's ecology, Web 3.0, how to involve and evolve, our communication process, our information process, is to recycle general knowledge in the way that empowers wisdom with true Aquarian love. This website, again, on Web 3.0, if you haven't seen it before, you can go into that with an understanding of what I'm referring to. This is the Aquarian matrix, you might say. The Aquarian model is a better way to put it. The Aquarian dispensation and the Aquarian mandate is to empower wisdom with love, true Aquarian love. So as we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with light language, you know, universal language of consciousness. And again, I provide links on the page, a compendium that goes into light language if you haven't read that. This language of consciousness is how we naturally cultural conscience with the capital C, as in Christ-like, you know, the golden rule standard for Aquarian age. So at this point in this understanding of mental reset, I have an article from Global Research from just June 12th, about a week ago. It's called Dealing with Media Fakery and COVID Insanity. Must Mankind Bow to False Gods? This is an interesting article. Some good stuff in there. I ran across this and piqued my interest because there's a lot of truth telling in this. And there's a quote from the article that goes, quote, "We are living in the land of fake believe. Nothing is as it seems in this virtual world invented and monopolized by deceivers. A world in which warriors of truth are named, quote, conspiracy theorists, and masters of the lie are named, quote, upholders of the truth. And all the while, a largely hypnotized humanity bows down its head to this vainglorious game, this Game of Thrones, power trips of the power." This is by Julian Rose, this quote. You can say Game of Thrones is the power trips of the power elite, or, you know, power elite potentates who are ethical infants, you know, no honor among thieves, or fighting among themselves, you know, while Rome burns, so to speak. So who would have ever guessed just 18 months ago that a very significant percentage of the world's population would unthinkingly follow the call of madmen to accept being locked down in their own homes. So quarantine is sick people being locked down. Tyranny is healthy people being locked down. And I love the quote by Mark Twain in this regard, who says, quote, "We are discreet sheep. We watch which way the drove is going, and then we follow the drove." Discreet sheep. So the sheep will follow obediently, so ready to be hypnotized into submission to protagonists of the New World Order and their Great Reset. So at this point in the compendium, I have a short 2-minute video about Klaus Schwab, who is the founder of the World Economic Forum and the originator of this term, the Great Reset. And in 2 minutes, in his own words, basically you're going to get that today, he says, at the end of all this, we are talking about chips that can be implanted in your brain or your body or your clothes even, he says. So this was actually this clip of Klaus Schwab saying in his own words what the agenda is, was from back in May 12th. This is just as the vaccine schedules were getting underway in the United States and all over the world. So this Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum has championed, you know, this Great Reset, explaining that human beings will soon receive a chip, quote unquote chip, you know, which are like a nanobot operating system, and I'll be going into that, which will be injected into our bodies in order to merge with the digital world. Now he's telling us what they're actually doing with the so to speak vaccines, which were actually a synthetic genetic AI matrix transceiver. And I'll be going into that. So the transceiver aspect of these vaccines is never talked about in the lamestream media. And it's getting a lot of buzz in the alternative media, which is basically, you know, the truth tellers media that's being censored in the lamestream media. So this transceiver story of this synthetic genetic AI matrix transceiver, and I'm going to go into videos that go into an explanation of this. This is referred to as the transhumanism movement. Obviously, if people are injected with something that hooks them into the cloud or the matrix and can download memories into their brain, this is not human. This is transhuman. So there's an excellent, excellent video by James Corbett from June 5th, about 2 weeks ago. It just came out right after I published my last blog and last radio show. And it's on Your Guide to the Great Convergence. The convergence, in James' own words, James Corbett, he says, have you heard of the great convergence yet? Oh, it's just the plan to merge biology with digital technology and redefine what it means to be human. That's all. Today on the podcast, James covers the bio-digital convergence that is already being rolled out and what it means for the future of Homo sapiens. I provide show notes, MP3 audio if you can't watch video, but this is a extraordinarily prescient understanding of what's coming down with this, what they call vaccines, but they're not vaccines. They're experimental genetic engineering to make basically what's GMO humans, genetically modified organism humans. So this bio-digital convergence has already been rolled out with experimental mRNA genetic modifiers injected into more than a billion people worldwide, ostensibly to protect us from a virus that 99.8% of people recover from. If it's true that the new GMO humanoids are transhuman transceivers that provide data for AI control remotely, then countermeasures for culturing social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks becomes common cause for social activists worldwide. Again, referencing global telecommunion for teleconscience. So if you think about it, all social problems are at heart communication problems, how we come into unity, for real community, which is the hallmark of the Aquarian dispensation and Aquarian principles of enlightened PLC in action. So now I'm going to the third reset, a holistic health reset with referencing global telecare, you know, and what that will look like with the law of 3-in-1 for greater reset, you know, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, the 3-in-1, the synergy and the trinity. And you have the L, O, and then the L, O, and the V, like L, thesis, O, antithesis, or you might say that's the thesis, is the law of the 1, the law of the 2-in-1, and the law of the 3-in-1. So the TLC connection, by way of the, what's sometimes referred to as the alliance, this has already occurred in the continuum. You know, when I say the TLC connection, the different dimensions of TLC, and I'll be going into this and finishing up with this understanding of there are different dimensions of love. And I mean, love in all dimensions, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and financially even. You might say five dimensions is basically, the divine destiny of global holistic healing. And my background with this, after developing 4 holistic health centers over 4 decades, was my back story for developing global telecare as an Aquarian model of highly personalized healthcare that's free, online, and profits from your well-informed choice, at least enough to service the Web 3.0 platform and make it free for all, as explained to global telecare. Basically, it's a free service, but it has a way of hooking up with holistic health practitioners, certified ultramedics practitioners, who can, you know, like a yellow pages for health products and services that you can order, which again helps defray the expenses of having a free website like this globally, you know, with self-perfecting, database is called Informatics, automated self-perfecting database services for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease is what we're talking about. So what that looks like and how that works, it could be done now if there was the political will to do so. It will be done in the future by God's grace sooner than later. And that's the pure intent of the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global holistic healing. So we're either busy living or we're busy dying. I mean, if you're pro-life for your life and the life of your family and loved ones, choose the TLC option. This is where telecommunion meets teleconscience, telecare, wholly integrated with telecommerce. And this is the other reset, financial reset for global telecommerce. And there are links on that with the understanding of the law of 4-in-1 for greater reset. So those who are interested in a multidimensional understanding of golden age models and metaphors for conscious co-creation of a higher conscious nature, then you can find something here that interests you. So regarding, excuse me, global telecommerce, if it's true that a quantum financial system, they're referring to it as QFS, is coming online. Some people, and I think actually it's already come online, and they already are floating currencies based $100 bills that are hooked into this QFS. There's a lot more. I'm just touching the surface of it. It hasn't been officially, publicly exposed, released, revealed. But this will replace the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system as we've known it. And it could provide the blockchain infrastructure for secure financial transactions, which without the bankster middlemen taking a fraction of the action. So any public system of economics, healthcare, or communications can only be as successful as the morality, I refer to it as TLC, that is designed into the system. So the more we integrate all moral dimensions of TLC, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, in core social, political, and economic institutions, the greater the synergy for a holistic whole that is greater than the sum of the parts. So look to see, know to be, love as the key to TLC for 5D. And I have a bunch of links following on the love logo, the love model at the bottom of this page. And you can read those on your own, because if you're not familiar with those, they go more into this whole process of the creative ascent process, the capstone, creative ascent process, the capstone to the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, you know, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one. The five and one is the fifth principle, the capstone, the 5D, the unity conscience, the collective Christ conscience, the second coming, etc. So these are metaphors, again, that are universal archetypes, Jungian archetypes, referencing basically an understanding of dimensions of TLC, dimensions of consciousness. And for a positive upward mobile, you know, evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective conscience. So I'm going to go back to the zombie apocalypse. You know, I've given the light and love perspective. And again, I don't recommend people dwelling on the videos and articles in this compendium. If you're not well anchored in your holy Christ self, you might say, your higher self, your real self, you know, your centered and connected philosophic calm, center of the hurricane, all-seeing eye self. This is the idea. You basically, you know thyself as God and then know the enemy. Know thyself as God, love, source, unity, consciousness, and the image and likeness, etc., and then know the enemy. You've got to be centered and connected before you go into the 33rd level of hell if you're going to basically preach to the 33rd level, you know, for the raising up of and you know, for that whole process of inspiration, you know, and again, with a higher frequency that floats all boats, reconciliation and upward mobile ascent of all souls. So going to the zombie apocalypse, if you click on that link on zombie apocalypse, it says, the zombie apocalypse, ? 3D hell, ? Stuck in negativity, ? Watch for it. In other words, be aware it's out there. I mean, remember, be centered and connected, and remember the kind man of God sees God in all mankind, but be aware of widespread, dense, unconscious, and heartless. I mean, the poor in spirit will always be with us, and there may be basically a lot of them because of this, what they call a vaccine. And there might be a lot of people who are not just poor in spirit, but sick in body. And we may be seeing them in droves. This is going to require a lot of compassion, a lot of being centered and connected. It's the vaccine side effects that they haven't told us about. And I'm going to go into this now and right off the bat. The primary studies that have come out, and this is the big news, the earth-shattering news, that a lot of people cannot deal with, do not want to deal with, and if they're not ready to deal with it, I don't recommend that they do. And that is that the spike proteins from the vaccines that makes the body a manufacturer of spike proteins, that are injected into the arm, they don't stay just in the arm, which we were told originally. They now know they're found all through the body, organs of the body. They enter the brain. They readily enter the brain, causing inflammation of, they're called Lewy bodies, which is basically the signature of Alzheimer's, and spongiform encephalopathy, which is the signature characteristics of mad cow disease. In 5 to 6 weeks in animal studies, all the animals died in the animal studies. This is being covered up. These studies were made, and the person in this video explaining this is Dr. Richard Fleming, MD, JD. I guess that means he's a lawyer, and a PhD. The guy's one of the top academics in the world in healthcare. I mean, really brilliant academics in the trenches for many years. An expert's expert. And there's a video by him. It's 24 minutes long. And as he explains, this Dr. Richard Fleming, if you follow the outbreak, and this is a quote from him, if you follow the outbreak of the new virus variants, they follow on the heels of the vaccine schedules. In other words, the side effects from the vaccines they're saying are virus variants. And there's plenty of evidence of that, virtual proof, empirical proof of it. You'll never hear about that in the lamestream media. Why? Big Pharma's in bed with big media. Big Pharma's been basically the primary income stream for big media. They're joined at the hip. Big media is covering for Big Pharma by basically covering up the millions of deaths probably worldwide by now, about a million deaths in America. I'm going to go into that already that are not being reported. So for an in-depth science-based presentation on these factors on the COVID pandemic, you know, from virus to vaccine and treatment for these spike proteins, you can see Dr. Fleming's longer video, and I provide a link for that. And again, the guy's brilliant. He lays it all out. Choose for yourself. Decide for yourself. If you haven't been vaccinated yet, I definitely highly recommend you watch it. If you have been vaccinated already, they're not vaccinations again, but I'm using that term because that's the popular understanding. People are still calling them vaccines, but if you have had a vaccine, it'd be good to watch this video so you can basically caution or warn your children, your grandchildren, family, others, loved ones. And you can forward this whole thing on this whole prior article and this article on zombie apocalypse onto them if they can handle it. You know, if they don't basically lose it in fear, but just get really congruent on like this is the reality we're facing now. And it's better to know what's really going on so we can face it and not be manipulated like it's something else. For example, I have an infographic here that's got some Amish on a horse-drawn cart, and you see them riding off down a road, and you see their backs, and there's a headline that says, "Remember the virus that wiped out the entire Amish community because they don't vaccinate children?" And yet at the bottom of the infographic, it says, "Yeah, me neither." In other words, the Amish don't vaccinate their children. The Amish don't have autism in their population because they don't vaccinate their children. They don't have all kinds of neurological diseases that you're seeing in the public school system. You're seeing a huge number of people with autoimmune diseases, allergies to children from the vaccines. And this is, I've been documenting this for a year. Actually, I've been documenting it for years. A lot of people just they don't go there. You know, they don't want to believe it, so it's not true. Following that infographic, and I do these little breakups with a little bit of kind of humor and perspective every once in a while, because I don't want people to delve too deeply into how bad things are, so, you know, they can basically have some comic relief every once in a while. This next video is, I'd say, really important, the top of the list. That's why I put it at the top of this zombie apocalypse compendium. It was just on June 18th. What is that? Yesterday. I just uploaded this morning at the top because it's kind of nails it. It's Dr. Carrie Madej. Dr. Carrie Madej. This was on the Stu Peters show. And this is just uploaded yesterday. And as Dr. Carrie explains, the official death by vax is now close to 6,000. And according to a Harvard study, that's about 1% of the actual deaths, because the deaths aren't being reported by the system and they want to minimize the deaths. So they're basically only reporting about 1%. So if you take up, you know, 90, what would 100% be? Well, it'd be about 600,000 Americans. 1% is the 6,000 they're reporting. But imagine that 600,000 Americans and have been killed already by the vaccine since about the first of the year, back in November and December. And the reporting on this, the actual deaths, is about 3 months behind. So it's possible a million Americans have already been jabicided, you might say. So Dr. Carey explains the two-way transceiver capabilities of the injected nanobots, whereby new memories can be downloaded while you sleep to reprogram your behavior. Apparently, this new DARPA technology is so advanced that you can't tell these new memories are not your own. And there's something very wrong with that picture. You know, it's just like, this is so shocking, it's beyond words. And the context here is a quote I have from Ovid that says, quote, "Treason doth never prosper. What's the reason? Why, if it prosper, none dare call it treason." And this is the case with what we're seeing. None dare call it treason. We're talking about massive treason on a scale that's just unbelievable. So I'm not going to get through all this. I don't want to go into any more of the zombie apocalypse. I've added new articles and videos, a brilliant video from June 16th, just a few days ago, from Dr. David Martin. A lot of wisdom in his presentation on how do we get here. How did we get here? It gets into the economics and politics behind what's really going on, how it has nothing to do with the health of Americans and what the agenda is. And it's brilliant. So you can watch this zombie apocalypse. I provided a link. There's another video by Dr. Vernon Coleman at the end. He gets into the whole fraud summarized in under 17 minutes. And there's different things here that you can sink your teeth into if you really want to know. So the other article I wanted to go into was from about 9 days ago. It was called "The Great Awakening and the Future of Normal. Shift Happens." Now that's S-H-I-F-T. Shift in energy, shift in consciousness, shift in our cultural institutions. And this was back when the new moon was in Gemini with the solar eclipse. So these two articles is like from solar eclipse to solstice, you know. And there's another article by James Corbett on the vaccine agenda and the future of humanity that you can skip to the bottom and watch. But I go into this understanding of the Great Awakening in a way that, you know, my background, my story behind, you know, how I've been working on this for basically 50 years. I know that kind of dates me. I was young when I began this. I'm not going to have time to go through this entire article. You can read it. Now, again, it's in the show notes. It's the second article, The Future of Normal, The Great Awakening, and my insight on that, my backstory, background, the understanding of Web 2.0 platforms for interactive social media, basically a vision for a global revolution in higher consciousness, the understanding, again, of the Second Coming and developing a collective consciousness with effective sensory perception, ESP. You know, there's nothing extra about it when you've got it. Get it? Good. I love that. Got it? Get it? Good. It was famous. I won't go into that right now, but effective sensory perception. This is the future. There's nothing extra about it. ESP when you've got it. So the genesis of the Great Awakening, where it's going, how we're going to get there, you know, I basically highlight some insight on that. And I think you'll find some of that interesting. So I'm going to have to do a wrap pretty much at the end of the show here. I want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. We're coming into July 4th here. We're going to be celebrating that spirit of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations worldwide, to basically, upgrade, you know, the vision of Aquarian spring, you know, or the cusp of Aquarius into the golden age, what that will look like, how we can get there. Thanks for listening. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.